13 after 4, a little bugbear of mine is in regards to local councillors and whether or not they have a political affiliation. So if you are a councillor at the City of Bayswater, the City of Perth, the City of Vincent, whichever city it might be, if you're a member of the Liberal Party, the Labor Party, the Greens, One Nation, whoever you want to be a political party member of, I think you should be telling the public. I think you should declare that to the ratepayers who vote you into those council positions. Now, I'm not saying, and I really hope, that the big political parties are not influencing our local councils, but if you've got nothing to worry about, you've got nothing to hide, you want to be open, transparent, accountable, just tell your ratepayers and your local residents if you're a member of a political party. Well, Stirling Council had a motion in regards to this. They wanted a political party affiliation public disclosure, and it was discussed at a council meeting on Tuesday night. Let's catch up with Stirling Councillor Stephanie Proud to find out how that went. Stephanie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm really well, Stephanie. So you put this motion forward, but you didn't get a majority support for it.
No, I got very little support, actually.
Why do you think that's the case?
Well, there just wasn't a willingness, I guess, or an appetite. I need to say up front, though, this was a council decision, and I do stand by that.
Of course.
But on the evening, there simply wasn't an appetite to support it by the majority of councillors.
So why did you decide to put this motion before council?
Well, I was actually inspired by a tweet I saw of Chris Cornish that he put it through City of Bayswater. And I thought, that's exactly the type of transparency we want to see in our local government. So I thought I will put together some notes. I did have a chat to Chris Cornish about it. He explained what he did, and they'd already had their vote at that point. And so they were successful. Councillors, didn't vote for each of the different items that he put forward, but he got majority support. Might not have been unanimous, but it was majority support, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent.
Well, I just think, Stephanie, that all local councillors, as I say, if you're a member of a political party, then good for you, congratulations, but I think you just got to be open with your ratepayers.
Look, I couldn't agree more. Councillors are very public figures in a very public arena.
Yes.
So I believe our residents are entitled to know any political associations we have any involvement with or are a member of, and there might even be an expectation out there by our residents that we should make this available. You know, all I was doing with this motion, I was simply adding it to the suite of transparency and accountability aspects that we've already got publicly available on the city's websites, you know, travel, gifts, that sort of thing. And we put that through at the end of 2015. That was implemented January 2016. So it's just a matter of declaring so that our residents can go to our website 24/7. They can look up any gifts we've received, any travel that we've done, any conferences that we've attended. And this was only going to add to that suite of transparency and accountability aspects.
Yeah, Stephanie, I'm with you. And I think that would have been a good idea. Really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Stirling Councillor Stephanie Proud, who put this forward, but she didn't get majority support at the council. And why not? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you declare to the local residents your ratepayers whether or not you are a member of a political party, particularly if all of a sudden some councillors in some shires here in our metropolitan area start towing party lines or pushing the agenda of their big major political party?